The White House says a proposal to extend by 45 days the deadline for Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein to disarm is a non-starter. President Bush and top administration officials continue to press for the 9 votes needed to get a majority of the Security Council to support a shorter timetable. A key player in the ongoing discussion is National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. She spoke with NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams yesterday in her office at the White House.
Condoleezza Rice says she believes the U.S. already has the authority to take military action on the basis of a congressional vote and an earlier U.N. resolution. But Rice says the Bush administration is still working vigorously to win Security Council support.
We're in a fairly intensive diplomatic phase in which we are seeing what we can do to accommodate the interests of members of the Security Council. But several things remain clear. Saddam Hussein has had 12 years to disarm. This would not be the second resolution. It would be the 18th resolution. Enough is enough. It's time to bring this to a close. But we believe that the Security Council should and probably will exercise its responsibilities.
So you're saying you believe that you will get a majority of the council vote?
We will see. Part of the problem is that if the Security Council cannot act when it is facing the serial abuse of its resolutions by Saddam Hussein, in resolution after resolution after resolution, it is going to be weakened as a body. It unfortunately has not been able to act recently in these crises. It was unable to act on Kosovo, and therefore President Clinton and Prime Minister Blair had to use other authority to act on Kosovo. It was unable to act on Rwanda, which meant almost 1 million people died, and so the Security Council needs to show that it can act.
What flexibility is there in terms of the administration's posture with regard to a deadline?
We think that Saddam Hussein has had plenty of deadlines. Resolution 1441, which was passed in November, a final opportunity. And now, some 4-plus months later, we're still hearing from the weapons inspectors that there are many, many outstanding issues that have not been resolved because the Iraqis are not actively cooperating. He has said that all that he needs to do is to buy some time, and the American-British coalition will fall apart. And what we're saying to the council is, don't let him play that game. Give him a very clear message that he needs to disarm. He needs to disarm now. And perhaps, just perhaps, we'll still have a chance to do this peacefully.
Proposals coming from members of the Security Council, including the U.S.'s best ally, the British, include the idea of possibly extending the March 17th date. How do you feel about that?
Well, we are looking, but I have to tell you, we think that he's had 12 years, that March 17th is plenty of time.
Is there any hard and fast date beyond which you won't go?
We're going to bring this to conclusion very quickly.
Is there a point at which the presence of U.S. troops in that Gulf region forces your hand diplomatically?
Well, the president has always said that war is his last choice, not his first, his last choice. So this entire process has been to try to find a diplomatic solution to this problem. We've lost ground in finding a diplomatic solution because the world has not spoken with one voice to Saddam Hussein.
So you would characterize the worldwide protest against the possibility of U.S. military intervention as actually aiding Saddam Hussein?
I have no doubt that people are protesting because they hold views, and I would never question anybody's motives. But I would ask everybody to remember that what we're expressing here are views that are important in a democratic society, but that there is a dictator in Iraq who cuts people's tongues out if they criticize the regime. And, of course, protest is fine, but the message needs to be, we don't want war, therefore Saddam disarm. Not, we don't want war, therefore let's give him a little bit more time.
Let's go back to the United Nations for a second. What is the administration offering some of the smaller countries with votes on the Security Council in exchange for their support of the second resolution?
We're talking to all countries about their interests, but we have very good bilateral relations with many of these countries. These are countries with whom we've done military training, where we have a lot of economic interests, where we're holding out hope that they might be able to benefit from some of the initiatives that the president has put forward.
Critics charge that, in essence, we're buying support. For example, the billions that we've offered to Turkey for the right to base troops on the northern border with Iraq.
The Turks said to us that they suffered economically greatly the last time, and that they wanted some help in securing themselves against that kind of economic difficulty this time. And so it seemed like a reasonable request. It is important to the United States that every country understand this is a national security interest of the United States. And what we know is that when democracies wait too long to confront tyranny, more people die. That's what the president is saying. That's why after 9/11 we're not prepared to let this cancer continue to grow. And it is why the president of the United States, if Saddam Hussein does not disarm, will discharge his responsibilities with a coalition of the willing to disarm Saddam Hussein by force.
For now, the wrangling continues, and the Bush administration is pushing for a Security Council vote this week. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.